In recent years, Indonesia has undergone a rapid digital transformation, with the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs playing a central role in developing 5G infrastructure, AI policy, data centers, and digital public services. The country's digital economy surpassed $130 billion US dollars in 2025, with e-commerce and fintech serving as major growth drivers. By early 2024, around 79.5% of the population was connected to the internet, representing more than 221 million users. This transformation created a diverse digital ecosystem that includes major international technology companies such as Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Meta, and Apple, alongside regional platforms including GoTo, Shopee, and Lazada. The rapid growth of this ecosystem also created a need for regulatory change, resulting in operational and tax compliance challenges, particularly for non-resident digital service providers. Indonesia's VAT framework for digital services. Indonesia's VAT framework for digital services has evolved since its introduction in July 2020. Since then, Indonesia has required certain foreign digital service providers supplying Indonesian customers to register as VAT collectors and collect VAT on taxable digital transactions. The framework is based on Ministry of Finance Regulation number 48/2020, commonly known as the PMSE VAT rules, Perdagangan Melalui Sistem Elektronik, or Trade Through Electronic Systems. Digital services are those delivered through the internet or an electronic network that are primarily automated or require only limited human involvement. They must depend on information technology to be provided and can include software-based services and other electronically supplied services. For example, web hosting or video conferencing. Under Indonesia's VAT rules, digital goods are broadly defined as intangible products supplied in electronic or digital form. This includes products that have been converted into digital format, as well as products that are created and supplied electronically. Examples include e-books, e-magazines, e-comics, computer software, digital applications, digital games, multimedia, and digital data. Importantly, Indonesia's PMSE VAT regime applies to imported digital goods and services supplied electronically to customers in Indonesia, covering both B2B and B2C transactions. Key VAT rules for non-resident suppliers. The Indonesian Directorate General of Taxes, DGT, can appoint certain businesses as VAT collectors, requiring them to register and account for Indonesian VAT. This can include foreign businesses and online retailers supplying digital products directly to Indonesian customers, foreign marketplace operators supplying digital products to Indonesian customers, and Indonesian marketplace operators facilitating the supply of foreign digital products to Indonesian customers. VAT registration. Businesses that fall under the appointment scope are those whose turnover from Indonesian customers exceeds 600 million Indonesian rupiah, approximately $33,500 US dollars, annually, or 50 million Indonesian rupiah, approximately 2,700 US dollars, monthly. In addition to the turnover threshold, the government also set a user or traffic threshold. This means that if the number of Indonesian users or site visits exceeds 12,000 annually or 1,000 monthly, non-resident digital service providers must register for, charge, and collect VAT. The appointment is made by DGT decree and generally takes effect from the beginning of the month following the decision. Businesses can also voluntarily notify the DGT that they wish to be appointed as PMSE VAT collectors. Once appointed, a PMSE VAT collector receives a tax identification number, which serves as its official identifier for administering Indonesian VAT and fulfilling its tax obligations. Charging, collecting, and reporting VAT. As appointed VAT collectors, non-resident digital service providers must apply the statutory VAT rate of 12%, with an effective VAT burden of 11% of the sales value under the applicable calculation. Example, if the taxable digital service price before VAT is 1 million Indonesian rupiah, The deemed taxable base is 916,667 Indonesian rupiah. VAT at 12% of that base is approximately 110,000 Indonesian rupiah, which corresponds to roughly 11% of the original payment amount. Foreign businesses report VAT monthly via a taxation platform or other platforms integrated with the DGT's administrative system. The due VAT is remitted in either Indonesian rupiah, IDR, or United States dollars, USD. When filing their VAT returns, VAT collectors must provide detailed information about the transactions on which they collected Indonesian VAT, including the invoice number and date, the transaction amount before VAT, and the amount of VAT collected. VAT collectors must also provide customer information, including the customer's name and email address. The customer's tax identification number and phone number may also be reported when included on the invoice, but they are optional. Penalties and risks for non-compliance. Failing to comply with VAT rules and regulations may result in penalties for late payment, late filing, invoicing errors, and serious tax fraud. Late VAT payment, monthly interest, rate set by the Minister of Finance, late VAT return filing, 500,000 Indonesian rupiah, approximately 28 US dollars, for each late return. Missing, late, or defective tax invoice, 1% of the VAT tax base. Tax fraud / severe tax evasion, 6 months to 6 years imprisonment, plus fines of 2 to 4 times the unpaid tax. Compliance considerations for non-resident providers. The VAT rules for non-resident digital service providers apply when there are sufficient indicators that the customer is located in Indonesia. These include having an Indonesian billing or mailing address, using a credit or debit card issued by an Indonesian financial institution, or placing orders through an Indonesian IP address or Indonesian country calling code. Foreign suppliers should therefore build a monitoring system to detect whether their users are located in Indonesia. Note also that e-invoicing is mandatory in Indonesia for all taxable persons across B2B, B2C, and B2G transactions. Non-resident businesses should pay close attention to these requirements. Finally, businesses must maintain records for 10 years. During a VAT audit, the tax authority may request hard copies of records, so businesses should ensure records are stored adequately and remain easily accessible.